Phil is in Hertfordshire. Good morning.
Good morning. I was just wondering about our illustrious leader, Mr. Starmer. When he gave one of his speeches on TV, he said, "We are a government of service."
Yes, he did.
Well, he did. My question is, well, when's that going to start?
Or who for?
Because or who are you serving?
Well, they're serving themselves, aren't they? You know, all we've had up till now is a government of destruction, discontent and doom and gloom. When is the service going to start? And what exactly did he mean by service? What's he going to improve? What is he going to serve? I think they've forgotten that MPs are elected to represent the people and to, like Mr. Starmer says, serve the people. Well, I want to know when it's going to start.
I don't think they know who the people are. I think that's the problem. They think they are the people.
I think, Dr. Rene, that the ego has got the better of them. They've developed massive egos, and they're very self-indulgent. And they're obviously getting a kick out of it, making these decisions. But they are suppressing the people, and they're also, I feel, that there's a lot of depression as well. People are beginning to become depressed when you speak, you know, in general public, you speak to friends and cafes and things like that. No one's happy.
No.
And there's such a doom and gloom feel about it.
And now, do you get any sense of a vision? And I spoke about this the other week. So, okay, we can deal with some bad things if we understand where we're going. Is there vision? Is there drive? Do we have a goal?
Well, no, there's no vision, there's no drive, and all we can see, all I can see, is destruction. All I can see is a dismantling of the fabric of society and dismantling of things that work. There's no reassemble, is there? You know, there's no, right, we're going to get the NHS and we're going to turn it around and we're going to get rid of this thing that doesn't work and we're going to replace it with that. There's nothing. There's actually nothing. So my question is, why? Why are they doing this?
Well, and also priorities, isn't it? It's about giving people their union paymasters lots of money and taking away stuff from more vulnerable people. Thanks for your call, Phil.